evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi calls for immediate de-escalation of tension in West Asia region after attack on commercial ship carrying Indian nationals off Oman coast. US says Strait of Hormuz open to all vessels and American military ready to ensure freedom of navigation. EU and 14 other nations reaffirm 2016 ruling, invalidating China's claims in South China Sea. India bagged total of 16 medals, including 3 gold at under 23 athletics championships in China. And in Wimbledon tennis, men's singles final between top seed Jannik Sinner and second seed Alexander Zverev underway in London. New Delhi has reiterated its call for immediate de-escalation of tensions in West Asia region after attack on a commercial ship GFS Galaxy carrying Indian crew members off the coast of Oman today. Condemning the attack, the External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that out of 11 Indian nationals on board, 10 have been rescued so far, while one is reportedly missing. The ministry said the Indian embassy in Oman is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with the Omani authorities in the ongoing search and rescue operation. India has thanked the Omani authorities for their support. New Delhi has expressed concern over the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region. It also reiterated the call for conclusion of ongoing negotiations for a diplomatic solution so that peace and stability can return to the region. Meanwhile, the US Central Command, CENTCOM, in a social media post said the Strait of Hormuz remains open to all vessels and US forces are positioned to ensure freedom of navigation. The US statement comes hours after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced the closure of the strategic waterway until further notice. We have a report.
The United States has launched fresh airstrikes on Iran this morning. The airstrikes came after Tehran attacked a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, setting it ablaze and forcing its crew to abandon ship. U.S. Central Command said it targeted around 140 Iranian military sites, including missile, drone and communications facilities. Iran retaliated with missile and drone attacks targeting Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar and the United Arab Emirates. Qatar and Kuwait said they intercepted the incoming projectiles, while Bahrain also activated missile alerts. Iran also claimed to have carried out strikes on a U.S. military base in Jordan. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The mortal remains of the 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in yesterday's boat capsize incident near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam were taken to Ho Chi Minh City today. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam, in a social media post, informed that the mortal remains will be transported to India at the earliest after the completion of necessary formalities in Ho Chi Minh City. The embassy also said that 16 of the 17 rescued Indian tourists are on their way back to India, while one tourist who remains in critical condition is undergoing treatment at a hospital in Phu Quoc. Former Qatar Amir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, who transformed the Gulf nation into a major global player in diplomacy, media and investment, has died at the age of 74. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed his condolences to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and the entire royal family and people of Qatar. India has also declared one day national mourning tomorrow as a mark of respect for Father Amir of Qatar. Afghanistan's Minister of Agriculture, Irrigation and Livestock, Maulvi Atha'ullah Omari, concluded his six-day visit to India today. During the visit, the Afghan minister met with Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. India reiterated its commitment to supporting Afghanistan's agricultural sector through cooperation in climate-resilient and biofortified crop varieties, sustainable irrigation practices, water harvesting, watershed development, and other areas of mutual interest. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will lead a high-level Indian business delegation to Spain, Belgium, and Finland from tomorrow till the 17th of this month. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that the visit aims to strengthen India's economic partnerships with Europe with a focus on trade, investment, technology, innovation and sustainability. A Ukrainian attack in southwest Russia killed one person and injured three others. The governor of Russia's Samara region said residential homes and apartment buildings were damaged in the strike, as well as an unspecified industrial site. Meanwhile, Russia's Ministry of Defense today said that it had attacked the ports of Odessa and Chernomorsk in Ukraine's Odessa region. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States, the United Kingdom, and a dozen other Western and Asian countries today reasserted that China's expansive claims in the South China Sea are illegal based on a 2016 arbitration ruling. A joint statement issued by the 14 nations said they reject destabilizing actions in the disputed waters that threaten regional stability. On the other hand, the 27-nation European Union released a separate statement reaffirming the ruling as a landmark decision in the peaceful settlement of disputes. China, however, dismissed the ruling, saying it is null and void and has no binding force. The South China Sea remains a major flashpoint with repeated territorial standoffs involving China and the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. In Bangladesh, 44 people have died in floods and landslides across the country over the past week. Country's Disaster Management Ministry spokesman said around 267,000 families have been affected due to flood. Heavy overnight rainfall flooded parts of capital Dhaka, disrupting normal life as the Army, Navy and Air Force joined relief operations in 7 worst-hit districts. In China, Typhoon Bavi has weakened into a tropical storm hours after making landfall in Zhejiang province. However, it continues to bring strong winds and heavy rainfall to several parts of the country. China's National Meteorological Center said the storm is moving northwest across eastern China into Anhui province while steadily losing strength. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of President Donald Trump, has passed away following brief illness. He was 71. A member of the Republican Party, Graham was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2002 and was re-elected in 2008, 2014 and 2020. India concluded its campaign at the Asian Under-23 Athletics Championships in Erdose, China, with 16 medals, including 3 gold, 4 silver and 9 bronze. On the final day, India added 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal to its tally. In the men's javelin throw, Anand Singh won the gold medal after producing a new personal best of 80.57 meters. The Indian women's 400-meter relay team clinched the gold medal. In Wimbledon tennis, the men's singles final between world number 1 Jannik Sinner of Italy and second seed Alexander Zverev of Germany is underway in London. Meanwhile, 10th-seeded Chinese pair of Guo Hanyu and Frances Kristina Mladenovic have clinched the women's doubles title. In a historic one-off women's test at Lord's Cricket Ground in London, England were 103 for 5 in their second innings on day 3 when reports last came in. Earlier, India declared their second innings at 341 for 7, setting a huge target of 457 for the hosts. Semi-final lineup for FIFA World Cup has emerged with Argentina, England, France and Spain sealing spots in the last 4. England defeated Norway 2-1 while Argentina outclassed Switzerland 3-1 in the quarter-final this morning. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi calls for immediate de-escalation of tension in West Asia region after attack on commercial ship carrying Indian nationals off Oman coast. U.S. says Strait of Hormuz open to all vessels, and American military ready to ensure freedom of navigation. EU and 14 other nations reaffirm 2016 ruling, invalidating China's claims in South China Sea. India bagged total of 16 medals including 3 gold at Under-23 Athletics Championships in China. And in Wimbledon tennis, men's singles final between top seed Jannik Sinner and second seed Alexander Zverev underway in London. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.